intermittent. Put it this way, in virtue, the basic, the retreat, retreat means retreating from, you see, the very basic thing, retreating the body's mind away from non-virtue self. So that means, you see, to keep the mind always in virtue. So that's what we have to understand, what it means to retreat. You see. Of course, since we do not have realization of this perfect him, the first meditation, you see, from the Lamrim, the gradual path of the Lord will bring the perfect human birth. And the usefulness difficult to find again, this one. And the impermanence of death, especially the impermanence of death, we don't have that realization. Those who, I'm not saying that we all don't have realization, but those who don't have realization, then, of course, the concept of permanence, ignorance and attachment, and all these other, jealous mind, all those other, emotional thoughts, negative emotional thoughts, delusion arises. One after another, because there's no protection, no protection. See, it is those previous meditations, they don't allow those mind living those feelings. Then how perfect, how the perfect image is so precious and the. How this is so useful, in 1 second, that you can achieve three great meanings. And see, mind living that feeling, or it's difficult to find again, this is all about once. So the mind living that. So then that helps always to pursue the mind to practice Dharma all the time, keep away from numbers, you see. And then especially impermanence death. But impermanence death, you see, it cuts immediately the attachment, the clinging to this life, all the negative emotional thoughts, you see. And then it allows to rise. No question about then. Let's see, reflecting suffering or samsara, as you go higher, you see. Buddhicitta, and then emptiness. So generally, the retreat means this retreating away from eight-worldly dharmas. Retreating away from eight-worldly dharmas. By reflecting this meditation, based on impairment of death, the gradual path of the Lord will bring this path of meditation that I mentioned now. By living the mind in this meditation, or by having realization of the of this meditation, then the eightfold Dharma does not arise. Because especially with the realization of permanence, always think that I'm going to die soon. That can happen even today. That I will die even today. Even this hour I will die. So you see, when you think that, especially that's what happened. That's what happened today. Even this hour, then you don't see. You don't have any purpose for the rest. You see, you don't see any purpose, following the delusion. You don't see point. You don't see any point to get angry. You don't see any. It's just nonsense to get angry to somebody pushing a guy during this today, during this hour. There's no point to have attachment. So, end of this, you see. You don't find any point. You see, it's all childish, it's all nonsense. proceeding away from it was Dharma, the attachment. So that means retreating in Dharma, always keeping our mind Dharma, the pure Dharma, not just appearing Dharma outside it, but not just appearing Dharma, the actions, but just appearing Dharma, but not Dharma, not like that. Your heart in Dharma is cheating from it will Dharma. And that is the it will Dharma attachment. You know, it is for desirable object, you know, comfort and the happiness, and then the life, you know, attachment like that. And then kind of clings that. Then attachment, clinging, material receiving, the attachment, there's material receiving, attachment, you know, clings. And then it is as a reputation, fame, you know, attachment, clings. And then it is receiving praise, you know, attachment likes. Then, because attachment like this, there's attachment like these four things, for the object, and the attachment dislike, the attachment dislike, the opposite of discomfort. It is not comfort, but dislike. You know? And there's no receiving material, you see, yeah, that's right. Then bad reputation doesn't like. Then criticism doesn't like. So these four desirable objects, four undesirable objects. So so the attachment, this attachment is like this. It's called it will Dharma. So high wisdom is this attachment clinging to this life. So therefore, if one lived life, you see, for example, if we do retreat with this eightfold Dharma, this attachment, you see, then you see, it appears to be spiritual, it appears to be practicing Dharma, but really it does not become Dharma. In reality, it does not become Dharma. Reciting mantra, doing meditation, you see, all this doesn't really become Dharma. Even we do for eons, it doesn't really become Dharma. The definition of Dharma, that is it. What is Dharma, what is not Dharma? It is meaning the same, but it's slightly different way of presenting. What we need to understand is this. Clear, the very first thing that is there. If the action, see, anger, of course, action done with anger, of course, negative. But anger is not all the time. It's the what at all times, the attachment. So, see, so therefore, what makes our actions not become Dharma? What means to waste our whole life is by attachment. The worldly, the thought of the eightfold, thought of the eightfold dharmas, or what do we call now the worldly concern, you know, that attachment or clinging to this life. So action done with the eightfold dharma, the thought of the eightfold dharma attachment, then it's not that's not dharma. If it's unstained by a thought of the eightfold dharma, then that's pure, that's dharma, not dharma, pure dharma. there. Okay? When we did Zambala Puja before that, but I talked about the motivation, that what is Dharma. That night also I talked a little bit about the motivation. So this is very important, to know what is Dharma, what is not Dharma. Yeah. If you don't know that definition, then even though we do a lot of, even though we say, spend many years in there, we spend a whole life doing things, doing many things, but nothing becomes Dharma. It can happen. If you don't know the definition, we don't try to practice that real Dharma. So now here, the other definition is, you see, they're not contradictory. Actions done, actions there. Actions done, you see, for the happiness beyond from this life, so that's Dharma. Actions done for the happiness beyond from this life. Probably the clearest one is action with benefit. Action that was done means motivation. Talking about the motivation. Done, you see, for the happiness beyond from this life. That's one of it. The other way is, if any action become antidote towards the delusion, that's Dharma. So the meaning is same. Is it here, for example, what we should keep, the very bottom meaning, what we should keep is the, as the actions, the actions here, unstained by thought of the eightfold Dharma. That is Dharma. Stained by the eightfold Dharma, so whether it's a prayer, orientation, whatever it is, stained by the eightfold Dharma, then it's not the thought of the eightfold Dharma. Then it's not Dharma. That doesn't become even virtue. So first retreat means, you see, the very bottom, the first definition, that retreating in Dharma, away from the total age of Dharma. So that's that, you see, whether you are really doing a retreat or not, retreat is not just keep the body inside the room. You keep the body like prison, keep the body inside the room, locked up, and not talking. That's not defined. But and then all the people in the prison are treating. Then all the when we sleep, when we talk nobody, when we see nobody, like during sleep at night time, nobody is treating all night. So retreat is through the mind. So you see, then you see retreat. You have to relate to three principles. Then now more advanced, you see, retreat from attachment, to clinging, some side of compassion, like picture, you see, some side of pleasure. You have to keep away from that attachment, retreat away from that. Then you see, you have to meditate. So you have to see the whole samsara, how it's nature of suffering. And that the whole samsara pleasures on the suffering. Next retreat is retreating away from now. This is very important. Retreat away from self-cherishing culture. You keep your mind in bodhicitta. You see, by keeping mind, so retreat away from self-cherishing. How? By keeping the mind in bodhicitta. So, in previous retreats, we just, here we which is started always the motivation, you know, the session and so on. Bodhicitta. So anyway, beginning that session, bodhicitta. Anyway, from your side, from also individual side, you must put effort in, you know, bodhicitta, to make strong bodhicitta, and to begin the practice of bodhicitta. So based on, at least, you see, based on, you see, retreat, based on retreating away from attachment, seeking the future life, future, you see, some sort of pleasure, which is based on retreating from the attachment between this life, like that. So the bodhicitta is so important at the beginning of each session. You should make sure to think that I'm doing this retreat, you know, for others. That's so important. Make sure, you know, for others also. And then, also again, as I mentioned before, before you do the set, before you do the mantra, which is we spend a lot of time with someone to recite something, but they were to not waste a life. Again, make sure, again, you see, bring the mind into particular strong. Make sure this, what mantra, all this mantra you can chant is for others. So that it all. So, as I today I mentioned, to believe all this, so that's the ignorance. We let our mind believe this is true. concept is ignorance. We're creating ignorance at that time. So, that, so you see, Dharma becomes the foundation for delusion, all the delusion. The believing the I and the aggregates, you know, not merely the not merely left by mind, you know, something. Real one appearing from there, real one in a sense, meaning, commentary of the real one. When we say real, real is a real that. For us ordinary beings, when we say real, it means hallucinate, it means it's real. We think we are talking something which exists, something which really exists. You see, but actually we're talking something which doesn't exist. So what we, for ordinary beings, us, you see, we say our connotation of real, and the, those who have realized the emptiness, I am beings, Buddhas, you know, Arhats, Buddhas, they what they see, connotation of real is that the real one, the truth is emptiness. That all this is empty of, not empty of inherent existence or empty of, you know, not merely left in the mind. So they view truth really that. But for us, real one, real, when we say real, means everything. When we say real, we're pointing to the inherent everything, you know, existing from society. So we're pointing real to that one. So actually, when we point to something real, actually that's so that is very good mentation. It's excellent mentation. That means hallucination. We're labeling real, pointing real, is always hallucination. We're pointing real truth, is established hallucination. So therefore, to realize that, recognize that, very excellent mentation, we have recognizing objective truth. So anyway. So, you see, the truth to me, so like that. So therefore, you see, minimum, the very first retreat is that the sitting away from the attachment clinging to this life. The cultivate of Dharma. So therefore you need the meditation emptiness, awareness all the time. You know? Especially that. That I'm going to die. That today, in this hour. Not just think of all future, sometime I'm going to die. Not just that. Then, of course, then on top of that, retreat of Tantra. Tantra retreat, that's the, you see, of course, looking at place in mandala, yourself is compassion Buddha. You see, everything pure. Other people is compassion Buddha. So, everything like that. Then, bring the yoga. You know, bring the yoga out there, the deity, when you eat, when you sleep, you know, or things when you wash. The yoga of the Genesis yoga to with all the teachers. So that's it. So that's the idea of retreat of Tantra, you know? The very foundation of that. Then also possible then see of course all this has to be based on also retreating away from the total mistake to the guru. Means keeping the mind always in devotion, yeah. But that keeps away from heresy, anger, total mistake, guru. So which is the originator of the which is which causes all the opposite of realization. The opposite happening. All so this way, then this way, you see the blessing of the deity. Stronger to good perception, then you see the blessing of the deity very easily. Change different meditation. do one very good thing to do tonglen meditation. Tonglen is taking other sentiments by generally compared to all sentiments, you know. So, but in compared to all sentiments, I will be the sentiment free from suffering and cause of suffering. And I will make them to be free from the suffering cause. So you compassion, then you take all the defilement, the karma, the sicknesses, all the suffering. sicknesses, breath, harm, you know, all the problems. Every human being, whatever problem they have, you take them. You know? See, you know what, basically some idea of human being problems. So all influence cause. Absorb on yourself, check it on your ego. Check it in your heart. Check it in your heart. How the main thing is, take it. When it becomes total non-existent, also the, you know, the emotional eye, in the Western psychology terms, emotional eye, which means in the Buddha's teachings, recognition of that object will repeated, the eye which doesn't exist. You see, the false eye. So, you know, that which we have been believing from this morning, from birth time, from beginning, this is rebirth. You see? That also becomes total non-existent. No one concentrates on that. See? Your body, not just this, not just bush training, jewel, they get everything whatever they need. They can get everything from this wish kind of jewel body, you know, the body wish kind of jewel. By giving this, they get everything what they want. Everything. So he said, not just enjoyment alone, you know, all the realization, enlightenment. Yeah, they get everything. So, all the realization about from Guru to Bhushan, you know, everything. They received all the needs, all the enjoyment that caused them to enjoy the house. So that, you see, everything, then the place become pure, place become, place of their place, you know, by helping, the place become the pure land. Amitabha Buddha, Compassion Buddha, so depending on you, yeah. So normally then which pure land you want to be born. If it's a Vajrayogini or Vajrayogini Pure Land or Kalachara, Sambhala. So, depending on which Pure Land you want to bond, then you can visualize that. It's all the place become Pure Land. No suffering at all. Unbelievable. It's all the beauties, all the internal, pure. So, what is never cause stress, delusion, all it was, realization. So maybe I think I don't mention, I can maybe stop there. There is a much truth can be mentioned at the time. So the other thing, so this is very good. There's a lot of time, you know, giving and taking, you can elaborate so much. And then you see, during that time, each time when you take all the suffering, you know, cause of suffering, everything, you collect limitless skies of merit. Each time when you take this, all the suffering. Each time when you give your body, when you give, just by giving the body to all the things, you create limitless merit. By giving your merit to all things, you create limitless merit, scarce merit. You give all your happiness, enlightenment, everything, you create limitless, limitless, scarce merit. You see, yeah, like that. So you give all your belongings to all things, you create limitless merit. So four times limitless merit, scarce merit. So there's so much what you can do. If you can end up in the Wala Channel Mantra, then someone with the mantra again. But this is not only during this retreat, this advice. Normally when you do retreat, this is how general instruction. Then if you can't do that, however, then they at least very important, especially during the mantra, to keep the mind of virtue. You know, see, that's the minimum. Otherwise, you're not doing a retreat. See. So therefore, what you do, if the mind is too distracted, see, then you read the Lamrim text, you read Dharma books. You see, you read Lamrim text. So when you begin the mala, you know, like this. When you begin the mala, if it's like Vajrasapa meditation or something, you feel the crown, nectar coming, purified. Then you do that visualization, beginning of the mala. Then as it is happening continuously, see? Then you read Dharma books, the Lamrim, not just any Dharma book, what's called Dharma, but the authentic books in there. correct teachings. So, question I'm living. Any commentary I'm living. You read. Then it keeps the mind in virtue. You see? That's the method to keep the mind in virtue. So you mouth, you recite mantra. Then when it comes to the other end, then again with the Vajrasattva, then again remember Vajrasattva and never coming purified. Again you go back. Again you remember that. Then again you read good as it is when it's happening. And so anyway, if the mind is too distracted, too uncomfortable, then there is Dhamma book. It's rather wasting time, the Dhamma book, Then you read Dhamma books and then chant mantra. You see? So so however, we have to try very hard to not waste time and to make sure the mind is in the virtue. The other one is you visualize yourself, as deity. Compassion Buddha. And then you do one point concentration. That's a compassion Buddha. See compassion Buddha. That's a compassion Buddha. This are four somebodies of the body. If possible, understanding, this holy body which appears something real, in the sense of existing from inside, is not true. This is false. So at the same, while you are focused on the deity of the body, at the same time aware, it's not true. Which means you see emptiness. So that gives the idea of emptiness of the deity of the body. So like that. That's one thing. The other thing is, in normally retreat, you concentrate on the effort. Third eye, you focus on third eye. That's another. Then you really see so clear that I so clear, every detail is so clear. Then you see, so clear. On the basis of this concentration, on the basis of this, while you're seeing this, then expand your attention, whole face. You see, on the basis without losing this, then you expand. After you go so clear, then the face. expand. Then after that, arms. If it's the ones, anywhere like that, so basically like that. So after this, then the general body is here. But on the basis of the face, it's so clear, then you this whole body. Then after that, when it's so clear, it's extremely clear, Then, on the basis of this, we add the mandala. So this is how we are training in the generation stage. In the high tantra generation stage. However, so this is in tantra. So this is then, with power of mind, mature minded, train this way. Then you see, you can see yourself deity in mandala through training. Everything so clear, the end is it. So that's normally what I explain in commentaries. And that's those mentors who, really practice, my teachers. So I think that's it. And then, it's very important, to not to make less noise, so to less noise, because in case somebody is meditating, other people might concentrate, but it might disturb. I mean, you can't really stop noise, but completely, but, you know, you could cut down the noise, you know. You see. For example, there's a story in the monastery, I don't know which monastery, there's one monk, he has very good concentration. During the puja, one monk is very good, monk, I say. Anyway, I don't know whether puja or not, but anyway, one monk is very good, I say, during meditation, must have deity, mandala, everything, hiruga, you see, very clear, maintaining. And somebody disturbed, disturbed him, so it's like destroyed his mandala, you know, destroyed everything. It's like, for example, half thing. So then, they'll, did they need karma? So he must make karma. So he had to offer one hand power. One hand thousand offerings. This monk is very good. See, I think he has the realization of it. Very good person. Very good. You know, mandala devi. Then the person disturbs it. So then, yeah, so he becomes so then have to do 100,000. Anyway. So therefore, to cut down, try as much possible to not noise. That's very important. Also, disturbing somebody, having married or concentrating. Maybe also involve karma. So anyway, how you got here? That's very important. Because if you're not trained, just sit a long time, then you see, you try to. You can tend and you can kind of relax, you can relax. You can lose. I think that's all. So I've become. Maybe we can say. We can leave the rest of the practice to the translation. We can leave the rest of the practice to the front generation. That's not even leave it. Anyway, I was the one who said should do that. I was the one who planned to do that. Front generation. So now I'm saying, I we don't do. we just do the last